episode ZZZZZ.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Lord the Dead Martian Dog had been attacked by the rich little people of the wealthy small planet. Suddenly, in the heat of battle, our heroes had been hit by the dreaded cliché imitation ray and began to imitate uncontrollably.
Well, you kid, looks like those rich little characters are about to put the kibosh on us. Move out, yo. Hey.
They do terrible, horrible things to us. Things we could never even imagine.
Suffering succotash, Stupid Larry.
Was that Glorf, Stupid Larry?
Play it again, Nodge, or I'll run your face into a wall of sound.
Was that Glorf, Stupid Larry?
Play it again, Nodge, or I'll run your face into a wall of sound.
Was that Glorf, Stupid Larry?
Play it again, Nodge, or I'll run your face into a wall of sound.
I know a tape loop is that cheap Glorf, trick, Stupid Larry, but the
again,
key word is cheap.
Face into a wall
but shucks,
of
Space
sound.
Commander Wack, Glorf got to do his lasty, Glorf, but I didn't get to do my Elvis.
Get that monkey out of here, Stupid Larry. That's strange.
Hey, Wack, your agent's on the phone.
My agent, Stu Everglade, is on the phone?
Your agent, Stu Everglade, is on the phone.
Again, that idiot? Hey, Stu, get off the phone and get over here.
Wax, sweetheart, baby, let's do lunch.
Can the lunch, Stu? What's the word from Tinseltown?
Hey, the word is mega bucks.
Is that Glorf, Stupid Larry? I like that word.
Me too. Tinsel makes me think of Christmas and happy space buddies and space buddies and presents and reindeer.
And go play with some plum pudding, Stupid Larry.
Oh, boy, pudding!
Okay, so what's the deal, Stu?
Got the contract right here, sweetheart, baby. Whereas, wherefores, you party the first part, being a sound mind recently rewired. Wire due for a couple of megabucks. Bequeath yours, Saudi Arabian knows Dr. Stu Everglade of the second part.
Wait, run that by me again.
Got the contract right here, sweetheart, baby. Whereas, wherefores, you party the first part, being a sound mind recently rewired due for a couple of megabucks. Bequeath yours, Saudi Arabian knows Dr. Stu
Everglade. Space Commander Wack is hopelessly trapped in a tape loop.
Run that by me again.
Space Commander Wack is hopelessly trapped in a tape loop.
What?
Space Commander Wack is hopelessly trapped in a tape loop. Space Commander Wack is hopelessly trapped in a tape loop.
Tune in again next time for more exciting space adventures for Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Take Two.
Run that by me again.
Rewind, sweetheart, baby.
What?
Tune in again next time for more exciting space adventures for Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Take Two.
Run that by me again.
Rewind, sweetheart, baby.
What?
Tune in again next time for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Take Two.
Run that by me again.
Rewind, sweetheart, baby.
What?
Tune in again next time for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Take Two.
Run that by me again.
Rewind, sweetheart, baby.
Was that Glorf?
Tune in again next time for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wack, Space Commander.
Episode AAA.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had landed on the planet of the Only Guy, where the only guy on the planet was ruled by the merciless Only Guy himself.
What a stupid planet, Stupid Larry. Where is everybody?
Well, here's me, and there's Glorf, and yonder are the candy-coated microscopic people who ate all the mothballs.
Say what? No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Leave me alone. Leave me to myself. Leave me a 2-ply plastic garbage bag tied to an albatross and stuffed with the deeds to all of Mommy and Daddy's expensive beachfront property.
Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! Look, here comes an inhabitant of this planet.
Oh, yeah. Right. Hey-ho! Greetings! We come as friends. We're unarmed. You got him in your sight, Stupid Larry?
What? But I really am unarmed, you Space Commander Wack.
Don't, Stupid Larry.
D for one, and one for D. B for me. Hey! How? But Gab!
Hi, guy.
That's me. Of course, we're all me here.
You mean there's no one else?
Of course
there's someone else here, Stupid Larry. There's us.
I can't accept that.
Uh-oh. Cut him in your sight, Stupid Larry.
I'm still unarmed, Space Commander Wax.
Still adult, Stupid Larry.
I am the Grand Wise Emperor Guy Person Man, me the occupant. I'd like you to meet the members of my court. This is me, and here's me, and that's me. Don't believe anything I there tell you. I bear a grudge against myself,
But if you're the only one here, and you're the Emperor, who do you rule?
Me! And I hate it. I'm planning a rebellion. Yes, this mad tyrannical desert. Hot must be stopped, and only I have the popular support to overthrow me. I must die, and then I will take over. Long live me!
I don't understand this, Stupid Larry.
He's the only one on this planet, Space Commander Wack. His solitude has driven him insane.
I heard that!
Blast him, Stupid Larry, quick!
I'm still adult, Stupid Larry.
And you're unarmed, too, Space Commander Wack.
And I'm unavoidable! Everywhere I go, there I am. I gave myself a ticket the other day for being a public nuisance, but I got it fixed. I know the judge. I've made Mr. Me's 10 best dress list all the years in a row, and I'm also Miss Universe, though I'm not real proud of that one. But take me, please.
Let's get out of here, Stupid Larry.
And leave him all alone?
Alone? Alone? I'm never alone. No, I'm here. Here's to good friends. Me. I've got me under my skin. I'm my candy me.
Seems as good a time as any. Here we go. Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wax. Space Commander!
And the only person in my way is me. Yes, and myself. I forgot about myself. There I am. No,
I wish
I'd
call
what
Dr. Vegetables, Stupid Larry.
I'm still adult, Space Commander Wax. I'm proud of it.
Wonder where I put my loaded dolt.
Episode BBB BBB.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorp the Dead Russian Dog had begun supplementing their incomes by running a retreat on an island planet where all fantasies come true.
Well, a sucker should be here any minute, Stupid Larry.
How typical of you, Space Commander Wack, to devote your free time to bringing a little happiness to others.
Remember that bit about free time, Stupid Larry, and how you're not getting any overtime or stuff
like
that?
Oh, of course not, Space Commander Wack. But my only wish is to somehow emulate you in devoting myself to the service of mankind.
Right, right, right. Well, let's get this scam rolling. Do the bit with the plane, little sidekick.
What bit with the plane?
You know, when the plane approaches, there's that thing you always do here on the Fantasy Planet.
Oh, no, Space Commander Wack. Do I have to?
Yes, Stupid Larry. Do the bit that you, as my little short diminutive sidekick, always do.
But Space Commander Wack...
Do it, Stupid Larry. Here it comes.
Okay. Fire one.
That was the wrong bit with a plane, Stupid Larry.
But that's what you always make me do when something approaches.
How can we pull this sting off if you keep bumping off the marks? Hey, Nard! Nard!
What? I'm sorry, did I miss my cue? Where are we?
No. Sorry, old Stupid here ruined a bit. We got anything else?
Yeah, sure, just a second. Hey, stop! Don't turn on the paper
Larry,
shredder yet.
Man.
Hold on, Wack. I'll be right back.
I'm sorry, Space Commander Wack.
No sweat, Stupid Larry. We'll just do what we always do when you goof up.
Okay, but just for a couple days this time,
nope.
Okay?
2 weeks.
But it's so hard to hold still with those things balanced on
Okay, wait, Wack, here, I saved a few. What did you want?
Well, something we could knock off quick so Stupid Larry can start altering his view of reality.
Ah, how about this one? It's called Space Commander Wack in Hawaii.
Let me see. Oh, okay. Roll it.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorp the Dead Russian Dog were completely defeated by the Army of the War Babies and were put to work measuring volcanic heat in Hawaii.
I'll get you for this, Stupid Larry. Yikes.
What did I do? Down.
Well, you're not saying that. Yikes. This is my ooch fault, are
you? No, Space Commander. Ow, Wack.
A good thing for you. You can't get any worse.
Oh, no, Space Commander Wack. The island is sinking into the shark infested water.
Good thing for you. You can't get any worse.
So that's the end of Space Commander Wack.
Large, for you, it can get worse.
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wax. Space Commander!
Sharks! Look, the boat! Here comes the boat!
Smile, we're on that incredible...
Oh, look, it's Ellen Funt.
Episode CCCCCC.
Last time, you remember, it was a beautiful day in the universe. So Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorp the Dead Martian Dog had taken the day off.
But Space Commander Wax, Earth is being invaded by little crawly things with secret weapons that cause Earthlings to walk in small circles while paramilitary bacteria eat away at the foundation of civilization.
Well, Stupid Larry, if those little crawly things want to work on a beautiful day like this, no concern of mine. Hey, Stupid Larry, are we getting shorter or is the sky getting taller?
The foundation of civilization is collapsing, Space Commander Wack. We're sinking into the slime of incohesiveness. Do something!
I'll just wipe the slime off my shoes before I enter a carpeted room. Remember that.
So Space Commander Wack's vacation is interrupted by the end of civilization as we know it. As always, the first sign in a breakdown of a culture is an increase in discourtesy. In this case, the entire universe started being impolite to Space Commander Wack.
Give me those potatoes.
Say, please, Stupid Larry. Hey, Glorp, get your elbows off the table, all six of them.
Hey, Whack, your ears are too long.
No, these are antennas, or antennae, or antennae, or antennae.
Oh, shut up. Pass the
potatoes. Is everybody always picking on me?
Yes, everyone in the universe, even Stupid Larry, even Glorp, the Dead Martian Dog, and even me, Yurz Akhnarj, Prince of the Scrunchmen, has turned against Space Commander Whack. The police in several galaxies are looking for him, not because he's done anything wrong, but only for their own amusement.
Let's hang him over the oven, use as a range hood.
quick, duck in here, Stupid Larry.
You're right, foul-smelling one.
Lay off, you little steam face.
Getting to ya, huh, Space Commander Wack?
Despite the duck pun, life goes on, though it's degenerating rapidly, and Space Commander Wack cannot get the time of day.
Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me what time? Never mind.
But here comes Space Princess Lima Peru to the rescue.
Nobody likes me anymore, my hydrant, except you. If not for your never-wavering devotion, I'd go nuts.
I smell a sewer. Must be Whack.
At last, we're alone, my little abacus, except for Stupid Larry.
Yeah, beat it.
Yeah.
We don't want you here.
Me either, or two.
And yet, I get still another line here.
Oh, buzzards and baloney! The universe has changed and there's no place for me in it. I may as well jump off a tall building. Good thing all the tall buildings fell down.
Hey, Space Commander Wack, come here a minute.
Why, everybody's mean to me. I don't want to come over there.
Just get over here, Batnose.
Okay. What?
Surprise!
Oh!
We set you up, Space Commander Wack. I had to make you walk around in dark alleys and lonely subways feeling sorry for yourself so I could gather all the space buddies for a big surprise party for you in appreciation of all you've done for us.
Oh, it's just like truth or consequences. Why, there are millions of people here.
Billions.
And they love you, Space Commander Wack.
Slaves, yes, that's it. They're slaves. They'll do my bidding. My slave army will be unbeatable.
No, Space Commander Wack, that's not the
idea. And you, you little garbage pot. Slaves!
No!
Sick him!
No, Space Commander! Get
him!
No!
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wax! Space Commander!
Alone at last, my widget.
So I can stuff cheese into your ears.
Oh, I love it when you do that. Yeah, that smooth kind or the kind with stuff on the top?
Episode DDD, DDD.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Lord the Devershire Dog had become lost in time. Yes, our heroes had been ambushed by the incomprehensible people of the planet Gerstl, or Mistelper. Was it Gaznopl? Impossible to say, since they were indeed the incomprehensible people of the planet Gerstl. Forget it.
Stupid Larry, what time is it?
It's 9 gleeps after 47 O'Clang, Space Commander Wack.
Oh, gee, my watch must have stopped. I've got a freckled mass of hair.
Boy, yeah. Space Commander Wack, that's a weak joke, and this is a thin premise.
Run for your life, Stupid Larry! The thin premise is collapsing under our weight!
Luckily, I was able to grab the edge of this rocky cliff and thus save our lives, Space Commander Wack.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Don't grab all the credit. Be like me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! Grab Stupid Larry's boots and hang on.
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack. I don't mean to alarm you, but, sir, your weight is slowly zapping my... strength. I can't hold on much longer.
Sure. Just think about yourself, Stupid Larry. Just yourself all the time. What about me? How long do you think I can hold on to your feet, huh?
I don't know. What time is it?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I'll check my watch.
No, Space Commander Wack, you have a digital watch. You need both hands to check the time, and if you do that, you're gonna...
fall. Yep. Now what?
Oh, yeah. Glorf, here, Glorf. Good boy, or whatever, Glorf. Well, you're here anyway. You're still dead, of course, or you're no help, but at least you're here. My wrist in a Vada Dagita brand radio is buzzing, but who could it be? Hello, over.
Whack to Stupid Larry. Whack to Stupid Larry. Come in, Stupid Larry. Over.
Space Commander Whack, is that you? Over.
No, Stupid, this is me falling. Over.
You're falling over? Over.
No, I'm falling down, not over. Over.
Roger, down, not over. Over.
Roger on that down, not over. Over, Roger. Over.
Down, not over. Over, Roger. Roger, over.
Help! Over.
No need to worry, Space Commander Whack. It's a bottomless pit. Over.
You mean I'll never hit bottom? Over.
Never, over.
Just tumble over and over and over? Over.
Oh, over and over, over.
Oh, over.
Gee, I could have sworn they were lost in time after being ambushed by the incomprehensible people. Well, oh, well. Tune in next time for more Black Foam Spec Dizzletoe Mice, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander!
Is it over? Over?
It's over, over.
Oh, good.
Maybe there was a bottom. Over? Any devils down there, Space Commander Wax?
Episode E.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Russian Dog had crash-landed on the moron planet Ikigook, yep, where Space Commander Wack was hailed as the mythical lost god, Fred!
Hey, listen, Stupid Larry. These people think I'm a god.
Yeah, isn't that the most ridiculous thing?
Don't just stand there, Stupid Larry. Pass that collection plate around, right?
But, Space Commander Wack, you can't take advantage of these poor fools' ignorance.
Don't tell me you've never taken advantage of a poor fool's ignorance, Stupid Larry. Oh, by the way, here's that five I owe you. That darn thing came up in the east again, I tell you.
Thanks.
One of these
but, Space Commander Wack, just think how angry these morons are going to be when they find out you're not the lost god, Fred.
But what lost god am I, then?
You're not any lost god. Huh? And when these people find that out, they're going to get real mad.
Mad, I kill. Here, Glorf. Hey, come here. Want to be a god boy or whatever?
Glorf's not a god.
They're turning ugly, Stupid Larry. Open fire. What?
Okay, we gotta get the baseboards, and you guys better take that furniture with you.
Okay, Cot, what's going on here?
Hey, forgot! They're coming to spray for bugs today.
Ready? This is really gonna stink.
But my daring space adventure...
That'll get those little critters. Even that big one. The biggest bug I've ever exterminated.
That's Glorf! He's already exterminated.
Ah. This stuff affects your brains. Bye now.
Okay, ready to roll?
Yep, all set. No bugs.
Not here, no bugs.
Okay, from where we left off.
Okay. Arg! Bugs!
That's made good.
Bugs! What? Got him!
That was my hand.
Look, came right off. Got it here.
Hey, guys!
Get the bug guy back. He missed Yurzik.
Okay, I get it. But tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack.
Happily ever after.
Oh, good old Prince Charming.
And, of course, the beautiful Sleeping Glorp.
He's not sleeping. He's already...
I know all about it, Tubulary. Don't bring it up. A little hunting accident. You keep bringing it up.
Episode FFFFFF.
L-T-Y-R-S-C-W-S-C-S-L-A-G-T-D-M-D.
Hold it. Cut. Wait a second. Narge, what's this? L-T-Y-R-S-C-W-S-C-S-L-A-G-T-D-M-D stuff. What is it?
Abbreviations, Wack. Huh? I'm tired of this every week. Last time, you remember, Space Commander, etc. stuff. You
what?
Know what I'm
Space Commander, etc.? Wait a minute. Who's he?
Relax, S-C-W. Space Commander, etc. just means Space Commander Wack. Space Commander, Stupid Larry, and Clark the Dead Martian Dog, etc.
Dog, etc.? Where?
Yeah. No, Space Commander Wack.
N-N-S-C-W.
No. N-N-S-C-W?
They're all abbreviations, Space Commander Wack. Your Zicknarge is merely attempting to save money by using only the first letter of many commonly occurring phrases, such as L-T-Y-R-S-C-W-S-D, etc.
L-T-Y-R-S-C-W-S-C, etc. There's that etc. guy again. Now, did you say save money?
That's
S-L?
Right, S-C-W-S-M. Save money.
SM. Okay. Y-N-P-O-T-S-M-A. That's yours, Ignorance, Prince of the Scringeman announced. See, I did that right, SL. Hey, SL? From the top, Y-N-F-T-T-Y-N.
Okay, S-C-W. L-G-Y-R-S-C-W-S-C-S-L-A-G-T-D-M-D H-B-A S-A-U-D-B-T-B-I-O-P-O-T-A-P.
What? Who? Where?
No, S-C-W, just abbreviate, J-A.
Oh, yeah. I mean, O-Y-S-L. W? W? W?
I-D-K.
N-W-T-C-Y-S-L, S-L. S-B, D-B-L, S-L. B-L-M, S-C-W, S-C, S-M. T-M-C-S-C-W-S-C!
T-S-C-W-S-C-I-T-L-M-X-L-S-P-G-L-T-B-E-E-E-C-U-I-O-W.
W-A-M-S-L. I mean, wait a minute, Stubulary. I'm confused.
W-B-A-S-C-W.
Attacked by a Women's Basketball Association? Wait a minute.
T for thud.
G?
Glorf?
T.
W-B-A-S-C-W. W-D.
W-D? We're doomed, S-L?
W-D, S-C-W?
Well, you mean we, S-L?
W?
Oh, I'm getting out of here. I can't follow this.
A-N-T! F-M-E-S-A-W!
W-G, W-F-N.
T.
You realize S-L, Y-N, and G is all meaningless.
T.
M-E-A.
R-S-D-W.
So what?
Arg. It's meaningless. Makes no sense. It's da-da.
Episode G-G-G-G-G-G.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, will not be heard at this time. Instead, we bring you the game, Strike It Dead.
Thank you, and welcome to Strike It Dead, the show that proves that Terminal is not just an airport lounge. Each contestant sits over there in what we call Death Row, where he will be asked three questions. The first worth $50, the second worth $500, and the third worth $500,000. Tonight, three categories. The first question will be about sports, the second, general knowledge, and the third, dealing with the full ramification of Nietzsche's three metamorphoses in Thus Spake Zarathustra. Let's welcome our first contestant, a semi-intelligent being who lists his home as the galaxy. Space Commander Wax, Space Commander, let's hear it for him.
Hey, What did I call you, stupid Larry? We're supposed to be preempted. I got that day off and I was going to wash the Porsche. Hey, what is this anyway?
You want to know what this is?
Hey, listen, if I needed somebody to repeat everything, I'd hang out with a dead Martian parrot instead of a dog, you dope.
Space Commander Wax, Space Commander, this is your half-life.
Oh, I don't believe it.
That's right, Space Commander. Just sit over in your own throne of honor.
You mean the one marked high voltage?
Sure. Go ahead.
Hey, there are live wires still on it, straps and everything.
Hey, don't worry. Yeah. It's just part of the game show set we've used to deceive you.
You sure now?
Hey, have I ever lied to you?
Well, there was that one time, remember?
Space Commander Wack, you've had a long and checkered career from defoliating the jungle planet Kevin to obliterating four planets in the Seeger system. And now, a voice from your past.
Remember when you rescued me from my loving parents and a secure home life on the planet Dumb to risk life and limb on many daring space adventures?
It's Stupid Larry!
Oh, whoop-dee-doo.
Aren't you glad to see me, Space Commander Wack?
Yeah. Who else you got? Got any cash, any prizes?
Okay, Space Commander Wack, here's another voice from your past. It's Glorf, the dead Martian dog!
Oh, Glorf, right. Hey, when do we get to the prizes? You got a clock?
Moving right along now, here's another voice from your past.
It's about time I got a line in this episode!
It's Yerzik Narge, Prince of the Scrunchmen!
Yeah, correct. This is depressing me.
Hey, I don't need this, Wack. You know, I've got other offers, you know.
Go inhale a rectifier or some Valvoline.
Quick! Come here! Bring in the Nick's voice from the past.
All his life, he wanted to be a space commander. He even wore aluminum foil diapers. No wonder he was always so cranky.
Mom?
Yes, it's your mother!
Space Commander, son!
You're not gonna kill me, Mom. How's Dad doing?
Better. He couldn't get a pass from the home, but the new medication is doing wonders, along with the electroshock therapy. Why, he has a chair just like yours here, with a big switch on it, just like yours.
You mean this switch?
No, don't throw that!
Larry?
Space Commander Wack, are you all right?
Oh, that was wonderful. I'm not depressed anymore.
Oh, you want some more?
No, wait!
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
This is fun, Space Commander Wack. Here you go. And it's good for you, too. Wow, look at that skeleton. Got it.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had all been changed into Stupid Larry by a creative block in the scriptwriter's mind.
Well, Space Commander Wack, according to my calculations, we've all become me. What do you mean, Stupid Larry? We're not all you, only you're you. I'm me, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander! And Glorf's Glorf. No, he's not. Glorf's me too, aren't you, Glorf? Sure I am. See? No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Of course, we're all like Stupid Larry now, aren't we? So if I tell you to be like me, you'll be like Stupid Larry because I'm like Stupid Larry. So be like Stupid Larry, like me. Space Commander Wack, Space Commander!
Space Commander Wack!
We're entering a quasi-Bologna little lot of force field. Our nervous system
will be affected in ways we can't imagine. Hey, wait a minute. What? Why, Stupid Larry, you've been turned into me, Space Commander Wack! Space Commander! You're right, Space Commander Wack. Look, even Glorf is like you. Aren't you, Glorf? Oh, my darling, Clementine. You're right, Stupid Larry. Glorf is like me. Me and Huckleberry Hound. Wait a minute. Oh, Space Commander Wack, my hero. What are we going to do? No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. No, wait. Be like Stupid Larry, because he's like me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! Now we're entering a magnetized, fearful, richy-rich particle belt. Our brains will be turned into...
All right.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry. You're Stupid Larry.
And you're Space Commander Wack.
Of course I am, you idiot.
And Corp, Corp, we're saved.
Yes, saved, thanks to me. All of the me's.
Of course, Space Commander Wack, my hero.
Let's just hope that we don't ever go through
an experience
like
this
again. Oh, no, Space Commander Wack. We're all of us.
Everyone had a whole page of dialogue except me, and I'm the one who needs the overtime. Well, back to selling macrame kits. Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack.